Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout leaders, new Cub Scout families, and anyone looking to make youth serving programs in Scouting America, well, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat. Oh, and be sure to check out the audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay, here we go.
All right, happy Friday, everyone. It is, again, our favorite time in Scouting America. It is Cub Chat Live, coming to you live. I'm Anthony Berger. I'm the National Director of Cub Scouting. With me is my partner in crime, Tamara Christensen, who's the National Chair of the Cub Scouting Committee. Hey, Tamara, how you doing?
Hey, Anthony. I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. And hey, we've got some our loyal viewers. And man, I'll tell you what, these guys, our volunteers are fantastic, and we got some great loyal fans that we know that are always watching live. So Melissa Edens from PAC 19 in Auburn, California. Hey, thanks for joining us. And I know you're a new viewer, a new loyal viewer, I should say that. So thanks, Melissa. And Rusty B from New Philadelphia, Ohio, PAC 84. Doug Stark, we know you're always on early as well. So PAC 30 through 10 in Akron, Ohio. And then Scouter Craig says hello from PAC 32-56 in Kent, Ohio. Hey, thanks so much. And of course, hey, look at this. You were asking where Aaron Durr is. There he is. Yay. He's watching Cub Chat Live on his
TV. I love Aaron. We miss you, Aaron.
And then lastly, we got Richard Foley. Greetings from PAC 32 from Kentucky. And one more shout out before we get rolling here. PAC 2022 from Prosper, Texas. Rob, another loyal viewer. Thanks, Rob. Love having you on. And we are excited about today's show. So there's something that if you have been watching us for a little while or you're new, this is something you need to get used to knowing, that we are data driven in Cub Scouts. And so it's printed on my mug. That's how dedicated we are to that. So we try to stay away from, you know, opinions and thoughts and just, you know, this is what I think things should be. We like to know from you. We like to find out through data and research and analysis of what's really going on out there. So we've got some great news to share with you about the Cub Scout program updates. For those of you who've been around, you know that last program season 24-25, we launched dramatic updates to and much needed updates to the Cub Scout program. And for those of you who are new, you don't know any different. So you'll see how we fared with our current Cub Scout program. So without much further ado, we're going to start with the first slide. Talk about what we did. Okay, so this survey went out to 65,000, almost 66,000 people. We had 3,500 people respond. That's a great response rate, about 5.3%. That gives us, again, we're going to geek out a little bit of math, so you got to apologize for that. That's a 95% confidence level. What that means when we talk about confidence level is that if we were to get from that population a different set of sample people, there's a 95% chance that we would get similar responses, not exactly the same, but very similar responses, right? And so we feel very good that what we see in this survey and what these results are is the way it is across the country, right? And so that makes us feel real good about that confidence level. That doesn't mean that you might disagree. You might disagree with some of the stats that we have there, and that's okay, right? That happens, right? It's not 100%, but that gives us a chance to know that we're not just listening to 10 people, right? We're not just listening to our committee members. We're not just listening to our friends, but we really are listening to you, everyone who's watching, everyone who's responded to the survey. And then we sort that out by parents, den leaders, Cub Masters, and PAC committee. Just kind of segment some of that data out, and that's what we're going to go review today. So, Tamara, tell us a little bit about what we know. We're not going to dive into this, but tell a little bit more about the report and, you know, what we're going to kick off with.
Well, first of all, we got this last night, hot off the presses, to bring this to you. All 188 pages of this report. That's right. You got it. And that wasn't even the open-ended questions. That was just the pure data. So it was exciting to see so many people spend so much time, give us the data that we need. As Anthony mentioned, we don't make decisions just because Anthony and I know this is a shocker, we have opinions. we could fill a room up with our opinions, but that doesn't matter. It's your opinions that matter. So I'm excited about going through the parent section, which is what we're going to hit first. We're going to distill down the 188 pages to sort of the highlights here, because we only have 30 minutes. Anthony, I can talk about
this. I thought this was the special 3-hour edition of Cubs Chat Live.
Oh, they didn't know we were getting into that? Okay.
We're going to get solid. So before we get rolling to it with the first slides, another couple of shout outs. Robin from Pac 10 in Richmond, Texas, another local. Hey, thanks, Robin, for watching. Pac 3506 in Medina, Ohio. Hey, Steve, how's it going? That looks like Bucky. If you're from Texas or the South,
I love Bucky.
All right. Amanda from Pac and Troop 2886 in Chesterfield, Virginia. Thanks for joining the show. Jennifer Branson from 5391 in Madison, Georgia. Great to see you. Oh, beautiful family there. Love the photo. Yeah. And so we're going to kick things off. Tamara, let's talk about what we heard back from parents.
Okay. Well, so first of all, this is, we asked them a couple of questions. So the first one we asked was talking about the den leaders. My den leader works well with children in the den. And look at that, y'all. Like, that's like crazy. Yeah. See the green? 79.2% agree. Someone agree, 4.8. When you see, like, you can barely see the sliver of other colors, the red and the orange. That's amazing. So that's really cool. And then my den leader made the den meetings fun. Again, see all the green? It's just so spectacular. That's a crazy great graph there. That's a crazy great chart. And let me tell you, just to distill it down into a non-math geeky way, your parents love you guys. You den leaders, you're doing a rock star job. They think you're awesome. Of course, we knew that. You guys make the magic of Cub Scouts come alive every week for your dens. And your parents appreciate you. They love you. Way to go. I if I had ticker tape, I'd be throwing it up in the air for you. You guys are doing a great job. That's what this says. Any additions, Anthony? You agree?
Oh, I think the next slide, though, that's just den leaders. What about
everyone
else?
Just den leaders. But hold on. There's more. For my 12 pack leaders worked well with the children in our pack. Look at this. Like, that's amazing. Look at your green. Look at all of that. Crazy amazing. My child's pack leaders were prepared for the meetings and events. They get you guys. They see what you're doing. They love you. They think you're doing an amazing job. Every den leader, every pack leader out there, I want you right now, wherever you are, I want you to give yourself a pat on the back. I want you to go, yay you, because you are rock stars. And thank you so much for bringing that to the people that you serve, your families that you serve. Yeah. You are great. You're amazing.
I think that deserves a big hand.
Woo woo. Yes.
Okay. How about this time with feeling?
Okay. Oh, okay. Awesome.
All right. So we also, for those that have been around, like, we want to know, okay, so if you experienced the Cub Scout program before the updates, and now you've experienced it with the updates, we got some feedback from parents on that, right?
Right. So this is really easy to understand, this chart. So the stuff on the very left of your graph is talking about how extremely easy it is to match those aims of scouting and the adventures that those are representing to how easy is that for parents to be able to tell. And look at this. Like, this is, again, like, if you like, look at how easy it is for parents to actually connect the aims to the adventures. And I want to remind you why that's important, because sometimes it's easy to go, well, okay, so what they didn't, you know, they understand that we're talking about character leadership right now. Because remember, like, when we do surveys in the past, parents come to Cub Scouts looking for these things.
Yes.
They come to Cub Scouts because they want their child to have a great character. They want them to be a good leader. They want them to learn citizenship and personal fitness and outdoor skills and all these other things that we bring. So when parents go into a meeting, and it's sometimes chaotic because we have little kids running around and it's fun, but it's crazy. If they can't tell what we're actually trying to do in that meeting, then they go, I don't even know what we're doing. I'm out, right? What this says is the parents are actually able to come into meetings and work these adventures and know that their kids are working on the things that they came to Cub Scouts for. So again, I say to you, great job. That's awesome, right? That's awesome.
Yeah. Next slide.
The next part is the thinking about the handbook and the adventures and the activities in the handbook compared to, I think this is comparing last, these are
right,
our,
right.
Our,
the first one was if you've never,
those
if
are new leaders,
first year,
or new
these
parents,
are people who had more than 1 year.
Yeah. So these are parents that are experienced parents in the Cub Scout program. So here again, you see, we've got a lot of people who say this was easier than last time. Right. And so that's good. We want to continue to see that. We want people to see that the aims of scouting and that it's easier to see that. And this is exactly where we want that to be.
Yeah. And I think the difference, you know, the way I saw that was new parents get it. They're seeing it. Existing leaders who had to go through a change and an understanding of it, right? That's a little bit harder to move that needle and have that kind of surprise because we still kind of hang on to a little bit of the old. And so when you've got that experience, that 1 year behind you or more, I think that's the difference between why this chart isn't as strong as the other one. But if you look at the right-hand side, right, it's all still low, right? And so we are making a big difference in being able to make sure that people understand that Cub Scouting, you know, we've got these aims and these ideas. A couple quick shout-outs again. So let's do Amanda Pack 101. Hey, Amanda from Story City, Iowa. I am a proud Eagle Scout from Troop 101 in Fort Myers, Florida. So we've got that connection there. Susan, Pack 23, Burlington or Harwinton, Connecticut. Let's see. That's it. All right. So thank you. All right. Hey, Paul's already saying thanks for sharing the insight. Absolutely. Later on the show, we're going to have some stuff that you as a Cub Scout leader, right, can help us prove that experience, that this is feedback that parents are telling us that they want. So the next slide is going to talk about parents, their feedback on whether the activities that they're doing really helped their child learn about or practice each of those followings, right? These are the four aims of scouting: character, leadership, systems, and personal fitness. Again, Tamara emphasized, this is like what we're in business for. This is what we're trying to focus on. And so we feel great about this outcome. And the people are absolutely saying, bar none, we are delivering the promise. We are living up to the values of what we say we are as an organization and what we're delivering as a program. So again, across the board, we feel really good about that. So we did ask, at the end of the survey for everyone, we said, okay, hey, is there anything you'd like to tell us? Like, what's kind of like, almost like this show, like ask us anything, right? So if you do have questions about Cub Scouting in general, feel free to throw that in chat and we will do our best to answer
and
those.
And tag some people.
Tag people. Yep. Anyone who you think that should hear or you want to share this with, make sure to tag them in the comments. So our next slide. So, the great thing is that we got a lot of feedback. And so what happens is, you know, how someone says something is always a little bit different than the next person, but they're generally saying this, right? And so that's what takes a lot of time, is to go through those thousands of responses that people give us when we say, hey, just what do you want us to know of what's going on, good or bad, right? So there's lots of things that popped up. There's probably a list of 20 things. Tamara and I, when we talked and reviewed this, we looked at, okay, let's focus on the things that you as a Cub leader or parent in a Cub Scout pack could take back and actually do some action on, right? This is your parents. This is what your parents are telling you. Now, not everyone's included this. Some of you do a great job with some of this stuff. Others, maybe you're not, and here's opportunities for improvement. So the first is onboarding. You got to remember, new parents, when they first join, and we're going through that season right now, lots of new families, make sure they're feeling supported, right? They're telling us that their negative experience is that they're not being supported, they're confused, they're overwhelmed, right? And so just that welcoming, there's lots of ways to do that, having someone at each meeting greeting someone. There's no harm and there's nothing bad about having name tags for the first several meetings. And that way people can get to learn each other's names, not just the kids. We're talking about the parents need this as well. The next is communications, right? Communications is always a challenge in every organization because everyone likes to be communicated in different ways, right? If you send an email out once a week, someone's going to say, well, you communicate too much, right? And then someone else will say, well, that's not enough, right? I need daily communication. So we understand that that can be challenging, but have a discussion with your committee and your leadership and your parents about how do you like to be communicated with? Like what platform works best? We see this on social media all the time. Like what do you use, right? Do you use Band? Do you use Messenger? Do you do text messages? Whatever it is. We don't support any single one thing because the one thing that works best is the one that the group says works best, right? And so that's going to be a little bit different. The next is we heard this loud and clear starting about 4 years ago in some of our research, the word community. I have a PAC community. So building that PAC community where everyone is being welcomed, right? That kind of goes back to the onboarding concept. But also, like, once I'm in, there's a process of me feeling welcomed. And part of that is also don't speak in code, right? Don't speak, Cub Scoutese, right? Don't talk about, Baloo and Kayla and, all these other nomenclatures that we have in scouting. If you do, pause and realize that you probably have a lot of people in the audience who don't know what that is. So pause, explain what that is, right? And so that now that's a welcoming thing. Something that can be a negative can easily be turned into a positive when you realize, okay, not everyone knows what that means yet. So this is what this means, right? So then you can continue to use that language. We're not saying get rid of it. Just make sure you're explaining it often. And explaining it once isn't good enough. You're going to have to repeat over and over. And then lastly, this is almost like common sense. However, right, it's always good to know that this is what parents are telling us, right? They prefer hands-on activities and they prefer more outdoor activities. So if your PAC is always doing this, it's great. But for us, what we see on this is that when you are going through the den meeting options and you're going through the adventures on scouting.org, right, our official site, where you can go see where the adventures are, see the requirements, and you see those activity cards, and there's options there, right? What they're saying is, if there's an option to do something outside, do it outside. If there's an option to build a craft or play a game, do that one instead of having the conversation or a discussion, right? So those are really four impactful ways that you as a pack leader or in your pack can really make some significant changes to address parents' responses to the survey.
And we had we had a good chat live a couple weeks ago on welcoming new families. So if you're thinking of ideas, maybe that's a good one that you could go back and think. And then the other one is in the den meeting activities, there's always, I call it the fly by the seat of your pants moment, because all of us have that, right? Where you go, oh, I have a meeting tonight. Oh no. And then you're like, oh, what can I do? And it's easy to gravitate towards a worksheet or something like that. If you can do it. So doing it in those cases, that makes sense. Doing that all the time, because that's the easiest way, that's probably also something that the parents mentioned. That's not their favorite, right? It's too much like school. They want it to be fun and interactive and outside. So I loved those kind of ideas.
All right, some shout outs to PAC 151 in Baltimore, Maryland. Jonathan, thanks for joining us. Looking good. And I'm going to say that this is Techie Mama.
I love Techie Mama. Right. I want to know her.
And that's Round Rock. And Round Rock is just south of us. That's down by Austin, PAC 562. Thanks for joining. Amanda, you know, she's got a good point. You know, there's a position that's been around for a little while called a new member coordinator, right? Even if you don't have someone who's officially that title, it's always good to like Google that information and say, okay, maybe they don't need a title, but are we doing this? Is someone in our pack welcoming someone? Is someone making phone calls? Is someone like being someone's buddy, right? So Cub Scouts have buddies, right? Consider having like buddies for families or buddies for new parents that just join to be that outreach and to make that welcoming and building that community. And hello from PAC 3310, Akron, Ohio, Steve. Steve looks familiar. I know Steve watches
does look familiar. Hey, Steve.
And Ben Ward, good friend Ben Ward from Troop 0555, Triple Nickel. Triple Nickel is what we call that.
Mechanicsville, Virginia.
All right, Ben. All right. Next up, we're going to talk about den leaders now. So we got segments from parents. Now we're on to den leaders.
Okay, so the den leaders and the Cub Masters have similar questions, but the first thing the den leaders, we ask them is, Cub Scouts in my den enjoyed the activities more. So these are comparing it to previous years, right? And look at this, like, this is impressive. I mean, Anthony, I went through this and we're like, wow, like this is good. This is like a really like strong story here. So that's really great that they think that they enjoyed the activities more and that it was simpler to explain how the adventures and activities align to aims, the aims of scouting. And that's just, it's just such a good story. These graphs are pretty amazing. And so we really appreciate that. And probably the den leaders feeling that probably help the parents also feel this way too, because, you know, if the den leaders can explain it well and it's obvious to them, then they can explain it well to the parents as well. So this is good stuff. The next chart. Can we go to the next slide?
He moved it.
Oh, he did. I'm sorry. It looks so similar. We were talking about earlier that the charts look so similar. So then compared to previous years, how much do you agree or disagree with the following statements? That the den meetings were easier to plan. And look at that. I mean, 60.9% felt that they were easier to plan. That's a huge win, right? Yeah. As a den leader, man, I would have super appreciated that. And the program was easier to deliver. Again, a 60.2% believe that strongly agree or somewhat agree that it was easier to deliver. So that's such good news.
Yeah, in the 188 pages, we did slice and dice this a little bit, right? And so tenured leaders who have been around for 4 or 5 years longer, right? So they've had, they're used to the older Cub Scout program. The change was a little bit more challenging for them. And so we noticed but the newer, you know, 2-year, 3-year leaders, they're more likely to say, absolutely, this was easier to plan and this was easier to deliver compared to the other year, because they just weren't used to it, right? So they're more used to this than they were the other one. So that's something that we did kind of look into. So we feel good about that as we're hitting the newer leaders as they're coming up. We always want to stay on that end of the curve. But overall, we're still super happy with this, right? That we're moving that needle. All right. So next, what we did was we also asked, and first of all, I want a quick shout out and a super big thank you to anyone who's watching who actually answered the survey. So we hope that this encourages you anytime you do get a survey in your inbox that you do engage with us, because we do take this very seriously. This really does kind of set our work mode of, okay, what do we need to be working on? What kind of resources are people needing? Or are we meeting our benchmarks and we just need to just leave things alone, right? Because sometimes you just want us to leave things alone. Like, things are fine. Don't mess with something. So this really does help us with that. So this is a good lead into the next part of when we ask den leaders, okay, what adventures did you complete this past year? Would you rate them? And, you know, our moniker when we launched the updates was, we want to make sure Cub Scouting is fun, simple, and easy, right? So essentially that's what we asked. Are we hitting that mark? That was our intent, was to make it fun, simple, and easy. And so this is a typical example. We have this on every adventure, by the way, that was surveyed back out. And so I can tell you, quite honestly, 90% of them look like this. Like, we're super happy with the results of this. that people really did see that it was engaging, it was simple to understand, it was easy to deliver. Now, I say 90%, I'm not going to hide this. I'm going to cherry pick things. I cherry picked a good one here. I'm going to cherry pick one that is why we do this, which is the next slide. This is one that we now know, okay, we have an opportunity for improvement here, right? And so this is the arrow of light, duty to God, which are required family and reverence. We definitely want to make sure that required adventures are hitting the mark. And actually across all the ranks, the family and reverence ones were looking like this. They weren't scoring really well with the fun and engaging, right? That to me is my priority. I want to make sure that whatever topic it is, that it's fun and engaging. And we could probably do a better job of making the family and reverence more fun and engaging for the youth involved. We don't know how yet, because all this does is it tells us that we have an issue here, right? We have a potential issue. We're not going to make a knee-jerk reaction, right? We're going to track this. We'll send a survey out again next year, and we'll see if this continues. So if this pattern continues, then what we're going to do is when we start looking at the next updates for a Cub Scouting is, okay, we know that we need to focus on this. We don't need to focus on the wolf paws on the path. That was good. You know, people, that outdoor adventure, we got that good. We don't need to mess with that. We need to focus our energy here, where this is a very important topic. We want to make sure we're hitting the mark on this. And so how we go about doing that, this just gives us the direction to go. It doesn't tell us what, like how to do it yet, right? We haven't figured that out yet. But that's a good example of why we're doing this kind of data and feedback, and how, why it's so important for people to fill the surveys out. Someone's got a good question. Amanda was, how is it determined who the survey goes out to? Well, so usually Tamara and I sit down and we talk about our family and friends and people that we really know and like.
And that's Rob and Rusty.
At the start of the show, the first slide we showed how many people this went out to. And I was almost 66,000 people. So essentially what that is everyone that we have a good email address for, right? That we know that we can reach out to. So, and then we have a research department here at the National Service Center. We make sure that it's randomized, right? So that's not, we have way more than 65,000 people, right? So that's just the sample that we pull out of the system of good email addresses. And that's kind of our sample size, but that's also why you see that confidence level, right? So if we were to take that whole pool of all Cub Scout parents and pull a different sample size out, we're 95% confident that we get the similar responses to the survey. So good question, Amanda. Thanks for asking. We always like to be able to respond to those live questions. All right. So we talked about the analysis there. So we got parents, we got den leaders. Let's not forget the most unsung hero of every pack, which is the Cub Master.
The Cub Master, yay. If you're a Cub Master, thank you for everything you do. You're amazing. So the Cub Master responses were, we got similar to the den leader stuff, but one of the questions we asked is, did you complete any required adventures as a pack? Because as you know, if you've listened to me on other Cub Chat Lives, which I know a bunch of you have, because I recognize your names, we thought that a lot of people were doing these as adventures across the pack. And indeed, if you look at the data here, that's true. 79.2% of y'all are doing required adventures as a pack, and 78.6% of you are doing elective adventures as a pack. So that data didn't surprise us, but it validated what we thought was happening, what we were hearing from the field.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're doing all required adventures as
right.
It just means that they may have done one or two, right? And so in others, this is the shift of adventures are being done as a pack level and not just in a den level, right? And I think that right. to me is the big takeaway.
Right. And so the next slide, we talk about the adventures you're, and this shouldn't be a surprise, because if you watched Sherry's episode a couple of weeks ago, you would see all of these. And that was so fun. If you haven't seen that one, definitely go back and look at that. Pinewood Derby, of course, we do that as a pack, right? Camping, fishing. I know Brian, I think Amanda said biking. Absolutely. Those are great to do as a pack. That doesn't surprise us. And then we'll move to the next slide. So I wanted to highlight this for you because, you know, when you come on to a show with me, we always like to give you extra stuff that you may not know about. So we have Anthony created this QR code. We have a leader resource page now that's easy to get to. It's the one-stop shop for all of our leaders. So you see, you've got DIN Leader Resources, Cub Master Resources. That's where all those PAC planners, and I want to push those again. I want to mention those again. If you're doing adventures across your PAC, take a look at the PAC planners. So right now, we release those right after NAM, National Annual Meeting in May, for all of the required adventures, and all the elective adventures across ranks will be going up soon. So please take a look at those. Those can help you greatly if you're doing an adventure across the PAC and wondering, how the heck can you do cycling across the PAC? How does that work? We have a plan for you. At least you could take a look at it. It'd be a good place for you to start.
Yeah, those last three tabs, those bottom tabs, fun and games, PAC meeting resources, those are all new. Those are things that we launched in May. So if you haven't checked those out, make sure to check those out. And the big reason why we launched this page was because this resources was on the landing page of Cub Scouting, but there was that little tab you had to click between parent and leaders. And so not everyone knew to do that intuitively. And if you did do that, and then you clicked on one of these resources and went to that page and then used the back button, it would take you to the home page and it would be preset on parents, right? So it was like,
It was a loop of sadness.
Right? Trying to make a better user experience. So now all you need is this one QR code, or you make your own QR code, right?
There's a link. I think Brian popped the link in the chat so you can grab that too if that's easier for you.
Right. So all your new leaders that you onboard, all your new parents that you onboard, you send them just here. This is one-stop shop, and then they can sort through based on their position. But all of our resources are right there in one place. So Brian had a question, we're going to back up here. And how does someone, speak into helping the adventures? He's probably typing too fast. I'm a youth pastor, 20 years experience. I want Duty God to be amazing, right? So do we all. So Brian, I'm going to encourage you to watch the show that we launched a couple weeks ago called crowdsourcing. There is a QR code there that you can find. And, you know, without changing requirements, one thing that we know that we can do to make these adventures better is to have more activities that are more engaging. And so hopefully as a youth pastor and anyone else who's out there, certainly encourage you to watch that episode. We've got three different QR codes. If you've got an idea for an activity that's related to an adventure, if you have a game or activity that's not related to adventure, that's fun games, or if you've got a ceremony that you think is great, you can fill those forms out, send them to us, and we're going to review them. And we've got several in the hopper right now, that ball's in my court to review, but we'll be posting those pretty soon so that we can continue to build that library of different activities without necessarily having to change requirements, because that's the way we built it, right? The requirement's kind of easy. But we want to make sure we have activities that are super fun and engaging, that if you do this, you've met the requirement. So, all right. Next, I've got to look at my list of who's up next. And it's Tamara going to continue with Cubmasters.
Absolutely. So again, as in compared to previous years, we asked Cubmasters, how much do you agree or disagree with the following statements? That the activities were more enjoyable for your families, your Cub Scouts, your leaders. And look at this data. I mean, this is impressive data too. Again, we're getting really good marks on making the activity that were more enjoyable for Cub Scouts, parents, and leaders. And then again, was it simpler to explain how adventures align with the Cub Scout aims? And look at this. I mean, that's impressive. That definitely suggests that it's easier now, way easier than it was in the past. So that's really awesome. We move to the next slide. And then compared to previous years, how do you agree or disagree with the following statements? The program was easier to plan. And this I love, because Cub Masters, you're a hardworking group of people trying to get this program out to everybody. But it's lovely to see that you're having such a better experience, that it's easier to plan this program than it was before. And was it easier to deliver? And the answer is resoundingly yes. So these are great, great statistics, and we're very glad to see this.
Great. Well, we are running low on our time. We're almost at time. Tamara, great job. Thank you so much.
We could spend another, 3 hours, 2.5?
We could. We really could. And as we continue with this, what this does, really encourage you, if you do get a survey, that you do respond to it. It may not be exactly we may not be asking questions about Cub Scouting. We may just be asking about questions of scouting in general, right, as an organization. But we hope that this show shows you that we do take that seriously. We do look at that feedback. And what we had to present today was overwhelmingly positive. That really makes us happy. But it's also because in building this program, and Tamara was a big part of this in developing the program, the reality is that we got feedback from you, like you. And so the viewers and parents and leaders, we surveyed you guys and asked things that you had issues with or wanted improvements on. I think we addressed those. And so I love the fact that the feedback has been so overwhelmingly positive, but I also want to show and hope that we proved that when something isn't great, right? Like it's good, but it's not great. That's what we're looking at, right? We want to look at those things because we want the program to be great and not just good, right? And so we're sorting through all that data and looking at those places where, yeah, it was good, but it wasn't great, and we want it to be great and off the charts, perfect. So again, I would encourage everyone to, if you haven't watched it, watch that show. Watch the Cub Chat Live, where we talk about the crowdsourcing. We've kind of doing a soft launch with that. So if you saw something that you're like, oh, I really think we can improve that, we're leaning to you because you are the ones out there who have the great ideas. You're super creative. You're with the youth of today, right? Tamara and I, we have kids, but they're in college, right? Sad. They're in college. They're
going to college next week. Right?
All right. So that's it for our show this week. Thank you all for watching. Make sure to tag someone or at least share the link. And as always, we do record the show, and it is a podcast. So there's different ways to get this information. Next week, we have one of our great national committee members, Jason Milton, who's going to talk about the training awards, which are those knots, right? If you see someone with those knots on those training awards and other adult recognition. So Jason's fantastic, and we're looking forward. He's always great on this show. Tamara, any last words before we wrap up?
I kind of always in the show, if you've been here over a couple of shows with me, Anthony and I in the National Cub Scout Committee, we look at your data, we look at your comments, we make, we try to support you the best that we can, but the magic of Cub Scouts happens with you. And you are the rock stars in this program, and we could not thank you enough. And obviously this data shows that your parents are thanking you and appreciative of you. You guys are amazing. I hope you have a fabulous weekend and keep bringing that magic of Cub Scouts alive to the people that you serve.
All right. That's it for this week. Thank you again for watching, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode, same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.